you guys, seems like the win is in hand, all of a sudden slips away. What does it say about the team that you're able to kind of regroup in that situation and have what it takes to win a game that looks like you already had won?
You know, it just goes to show that we are a dedicated team. You know, we've realized that when we get ourselves in those situations that we ourselves put us there. So it's up to us again to dig ourselves out of that and to still come out with a win.
What's impressed you about Jordan, just getting to watch him up close?
You know, just his quickness, being that big of a size person at running back. You know, he makes a lot of defenders miss, and you don't really know that until you really see it in person and just see the holes he's able to find and just his overall style as a running back.
Last night when you guys were coming home, how tired does he look to you? You know, he was talking about how overtime really took it out of him. He's played a couple of these games where it appears to us that he's just worn out by the end of it.
To me, after the game, to me, he'd be looking fine. And get a little rest in him, get some more fluids in him, eat a little bit, and then he's right back to normal Jordan, you know, ready to go play another football game.
Were you on the sideline for that 52-yard run, and if so, were you pretty much cheering him along in the overtime?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We knew he was ready to make a big play because he really felt like he let the team down when he went out of bounds in the fourth quarter. He really beat himself up about that, and I just knew the look in his eyes that he was ready to make a play, so then we seen him break that run. Me and Benny ran down the sideline, you know, cheering him on. And then right after that, I knew he was tired, so I just went ahead and ran on the field.
Tariq, with your 36 and your 14, it's been forever since the Bears handed the ball on 50 packs. Were you guys warned leading up to the game? Did you know all week that you were going to get that kind of
rebound? We know through the team we're going to have to run the ball. So that's really what we're trying to do, you know, pound the defense, get them tired. And then so you can see those big runs late in the game. You can see us making more plays in the running game. And then that also opens up more of the passing game. So we really don't know how the run-pass distribution is going to go, but we're just ready for anything.
Tariq, when you take a handoff and you're going wide and suddenly you see Terrell Suggs or someone right there, it seems like they're defending. Well, what's kind of going through your mind and what are some of the things you've learned over the past few weeks and how to handle that?
I really learned, you know, just that sometimes you got to concede to tackle. You don't want to make a bad play even worse. By say, like, trying to reverse field when Terrell Suggs is right there and you don't have time to really make any move. So you really just have to take that loss on that certain play and just get back to the drawing board and be ready for the next play.
Did you ever have to do that at any point in your life, at any other level of football, is just kind of say, all right, I'll just take the loss and live
with it? Yeah, sometimes in college I did too much, you know, trying to make the Barry Sanders type plays. So I had to learn that, learn when to take the chances and when to just, you know, take that tackle. I feel like it's been a fun process, you know. I really feel like I could have did more of it in college. So coming to the NFL and having that chance to do more as a receiver has been really fun. And just having – I feel like I have, like, two coaches, like, really three coaches. You know, Coach Mockins, he coaches me on the route sometimes. Then I can go to Coach Z. And also Kendall Wright, is I call him my receiver coach too because he also helped me with the routes.
Well, have you been spending time in the receiver's room at all? I mean, how does that work in terms of just getting integrated with that group?
I think Coach Z, you know, passes on – what he wants me to be coached on to Coach Mockins, and then he really tells me. And when I work on the field, and I talk to the quarterbacks and the other receivers.
So did they know you could throw, or did they go to you and say, hey, how did that process work when they're trying to figure out whether you or maybe Jordan could be the one pulling up on that?
I think they knew I can throw because I threw a couple touchdown passes in college. So they're on the same type of play, so I feel like they really knew I could get the ball there.
Mitch said he wanted to run that last week, so you had already kind of worked on this for a little bit in practice.
Yeah, we've been working on it for a while now. And we thought it was going to get called last week, but we didn't get in the right down the distance. So we were just waiting for that moment. And really after a big momentum play, like the Bryce interception, and then we felt like it was the perfect time to call it.
Yesterday you said you wanted to put air under it, let Zach run under it. Now, what's your deep ball like? You have good deep ball too or no?
I feel like my deep ball is the best thing that I got. I don't feel like my short throws are as accurate. I feel like my deep balls are all going to be in the money.
Well, they've had you obviously play running back, receiver, throw a pass, return specialist, special teams. What's next for you?
I think we got something. I punt the ball this week. Nah, I'm playing. I can't punt the ball for nothing. I don't think it'd probably be good, like 20 yards.
What's the feeling like for this team as you guys look ahead now after a big win and look to try to build on this?
Say it again.
What's the feeling? What's kind of the message around the building here after a win like that?
The message is just you know, we control our own fate. You know, through every game we play, we feel like it was up to us, you know. A couple plays went the other way, and that's the reason why we lost. You know, a couple things we didn't do, And that's the reason why we lost. And then when we did those things or some of those things right, we the outcome is different. So we feel like the game is always in our hands.
Do you have that confidence that you guys can build on this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, going in and getting a big win like this really wants us to get on the ball and just keep it rolling. I feel like the first one, Eddie could have, we really could have broke on that one if we could have just handled the backside of it. I feel like Eddie had a lot of green grass to the right side, and it was going to be a big play. But on the other side, I feel like it makes both of us more comfortable, you know, being back there with another person, so it makes catching the ball easier.
What are the keys that you're looking for to decide which way you're going to go in that?
Really the play calling, you know, what play we have called on that special teams that play, and then that tells us really where to go. I feel like Mitch is still Mitch, you know. Really knew he was going to be this type of player from coming here in OTAs. Just know he's a player. He's going to try to make plays for us, and he's stepping into the leadership role and just becoming more of a leader.
Everybody talks about his ability as a playmaker, but he threw the ball away 6 times yesterday when he didn't see something. Is that a sign of maturity?
That's also making a play. You know, making a play can be many things, and not making a turnover, it can be looked at as making a play.
Teams fluctuate. You guys beat the Steelers, but yet the Steelers beat the Chiefs. And if you do look at that, what kind of opportunities do you see? And just in general, your thoughts on just what you see from the NFL now that you're here.
Yeah, I see those things, and I just think about it. You know, as any given Sunday, you know, it's all about how you come to play that game. And I feel like if we just focus on ourselves and come to play every game, then we are the master of our own fate.
Mitch's on the field, you've got 2 games. Do you sense any difference in the huddle or on the field in confidence, momentum, to what you had when Mike was out there? The whole team, not just
No, I still feel like we have the same goal. You know, when we're out on offense, our goal is to get points on the board. And whether who's in there at quarterback, I could be in there at quarterback. I feel like we still have the same goal.
When you talk about his leadership, in what ways do you see that in a game? Are there any examples you can give?
During the game, he pulled us all to the side. Where the O-line usually sits, and then he just told us to all just remain calm and just do our job. Nobody has to be a superhero. Nobody has to make any extravagant plays. Just do what we're there to do, and things will go right.
When was that?
I'm not sure. I think it's it was after. I think we punted the ball. I know it was after one drive where we punted the ball.
So you bring up the fact that you can play quarterback again. Are you kind of secretly lobbying for
No, I'm just saying. I mean, numbers don't lie.
You had the Wildcat touchdown when you were a quarterback too, right?
A Wildcat touchdown?
Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, I did do that, yeah. Decision-making, you know.
Yeah.
Decision-making process is crazy.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thank you all first.